horses. He knocked at the first house.
No one answered. He knocked at the second house. No one answered. He knocked at the third house. And the door opened. This was the sound of the door opening. And in the door, he saw the most beautiful of women. You are just in the door, Sachi Devi. Closing the door, not opening the door. Okay. And this woman, who seemed to be the best of all women, with a very shapely form, said to Narada Muni, "Oh, welcome, what do you want?" Narada Muni said, "I want a glass of water for Krishna." "Oh," said the woman, "is this all? Why don't you come in and sit down. No, I want to bring the glass of water." "No, come in," said the woman, "sit down." As Narada Muni sat down, another door opened, a door at the end of the room, and in came the father. And the father said, "Oh, you must be Narada Muni who's coming today. Your coming is prophesied and also foretold by the astrologer. "Yes," said Narada Muni. "I'm Narada Muni. How do you know?" "Well, there's an old foretelling that on this day Narada Muni would come into our village and marry my daughter." Narada Muni was a brahmachari, much like the best of brahmacharis, Gaurahari. And he said, no, "I did not have this intention to marry. I wanted to stay a lifelong brahmachari. This is my intention." "No," said the father, "it is foretold that you would marry. And the astrology confirmed it. In 2 weeks is your marriage day." Narada Muni thought, "Well, if this is foretold, and if the astrological calculation also says like this, then let us have a marriage in 2 weeks. I will make the story very short, because I believe it is a little bit shocking for you what you will hear now, and I do not want to spoil your whole evening and night. Narada Muni married. He had 2 children, and he became, after the death of the father, the village chief. So after some time, a monsoon came. I don't know if you have the experience of monsoon. Yesterday was a small monsoon. But this monsoon was a big monsoon. It started to rain for exactly 7.5 months. The river soon turned into a huge river, 1 kilometer width. It was raging, and it became so full of water that it took down all the houses in the little village. Should we supply a resting place?
Yeah, or maybe a glass of water.
We need a glass of water for Kavichandra Maharaj. It's like in our story where Krishna wanted a glass of water. Maharaj is telling us in clear body language he wants a glass of water. Thank you for being so clear, Maharaj. So, Narada Muni saw how the river took down one house, then the same river took down a second house, and then the river started to attack Narada Muni's house. He somehow grabbed his two children, he grabbed his wife, and they jumped together on a boat to row to safety. But the river had by now turned into a terrible monster. It took in one wave the first son of Narada Muni. He was screaming. Then the waters of the river took the second son of Narada Muni, and he drowned. Then the river took his wife. Then the river took the boat, carried it high, 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 and then the boat fell down. Narada Muni was in the water. Now, what do we do with you? Narada Muni started to drown in the river, and he called out very clearly, "Krishna, oh Krishna, save me!" At this moment, Narada Muni seemed to wake up. He grabbed something which looked like a yellow dhoti, and as he looked up the dhoti, he looked into the smiling face of Krishna. And Krishna asked, "Do you now know what is my maya?" And then he said, "Narada Muni, where is my glass of water?" Narada Muni thought, "Oh no, I totally forgot to bring the glass of water." Narada Muni then said, "I'm just bringing it." And he crossed the desert. He came to the village at the side of the river. He knocked at the first house. No one opened. He knocked at the second house. No one opened. He knocked at the third house. The door opened, and in the door was the most beautiful of women. She was extremely shapely. And she said, "Oh, you have come. What do you want?" Narada Muni said, "I want a glass of water for Krishna." "No, no, come down. Betty, I want a glass of water. At this moment, the door in the back opened, and there was the father, and he said, "Oh, you must be Narada Muni. It's all right, it's all right. I just want to have a glass of water for Krishna." "Is that all you want?" "Yes, that's all what I want." So at this moment, the woman looked at Narada Muni and said, "You have understood what is Maya. Here is your glass of water. Bring it to Krishna. As long as you bring your glass of water, I cannot do anything." So Narada Muni took the glass of water to Lord Krishna, gave the glass of water to Krishna, and he said, "I have understood. Maya is when I forget to serve you." My dear people of the Queensburg Radha Krishna Satsang Society, have you brought today your glass of water to Krishna? What is about your glass of water? Have you forgotten to bring the glass of water? Let us take this ancient story from the Puranas into our heart. Every day we should make a plan to bring our glass of water, that is, our service to Lord Krishna. Then we will not be in Maya. One type of service is satsang. Sangha is association. Sang, sat means that which prepares us for the eternal life. When we hear about Krishna, that is a service. That is bringing our glass of water. As we hear Krishna Katha, that is devotional service. Or, as we have just said together, and chanted together with Sachi Devi, that is also bringing a glass of water to Krishna. It is service. There are other services which we can do throughout our lives. The Bhagavatam speaks of 9 services. It starts with hearing about Lord Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, engaging in glorifying Lord Krishna, Smaranam, remembering Lord Krishna, and so on and so forth. Now, I do have a request. This child, I think we all agree, is very nice, but there should be another place for the child to play. During satsang, we try to maintain a very concentrated atmosphere, and children or parents with children should take care of the children that they are well kept. Because if the child is engaged, everyone looks only at the child. See, the child also wants to be the center of the universe. And if it is not given, then the child is very angry at us. So, I personally feel that this is a very, very important message from the Matsya Purana, that we should see throughout our lives what is our service to Krishna. The moment you do service for Krishna, the moment you bring the glass of water to Krishna, Maya cannot put any harm to you. But oh, if you forget to do service for Krishna, then Maya is so strong, so easily we can become upset by her, so easily we can lose our remembrance that we are eternal souls, part and parcel to, of Krishna, of God. So easily we can start to become totally filled with anxieties. Is my home safe? Is my money safe? Is the future of my children safe? We become totally overwhelmed by the material energy. Let us please take this story home, and when you go home and see your friend, you should ask him, where is your glass of water for Krishna? Thank you very much. I don't want to talk much, but I want to see if you do have any questions which we can answer. How will we answer? Maybe we will share. I think there is a piece of paper. Maybe Gaurahari can bring me my glasses. Yuvan is here. Good. Thank you so much, Yuvan. Here are our glasses. I would like to introduce Yuvan to you. This is Yuvan. He helped me for the last 4 days or so to collect questions. The way we do this is there is somewhere a writing pad and a pen, so you could write down any relevant question, and then Yuvan will carry this question like the Hansa Duta, a swan-like messenger, to Kavichandra Maharaj and myself, and we will both endeavor to give very brief answers, exactly to the point. Here is the first question. We would like to turn this question to Kavichandra Maharaj. Why does Krishna not rid the world of all the violence, crime, and natural disasters?
This material world Krishna created, it's called Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. It's temporary and it's miserable. And all this violence and crime and natural disasters are karmic reactions for the sinful activities of the people. And as long as the people are sinful, Krishna can't stop it. Actually, they're getting what they want. So there is a spiritual world where there isn't any of those things. And one can go there. But the material world is full of those things because people here are very sinful. And there always has to be a reaction. That's to put it in a short and concise answer. On the other hand, someone might say, well, why didn't Krishna create, you know, a nice, perfect world? He did, but we gave it up. If everyone was absorbed in serving Krishna and that way not having any, performing any sinful activities, then those things wouldn't be there. But as long as there's this ugra karma, then there's going to be reactions. Cannot avoid that. So if we really want Krishna, he can't do that because people we're getting what we deserve. There is a spiritual world and it is available for anyone who wants to go there. All right? Keep it short. They want to advertise like safe sex or something. You know, you can sin without getting a reaction, but you can't. They put filters on the cigarette, and there's so many things they think that you can avoid the sinful reactions.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna
says to Lord Krishna that it seems that I'm sometimes forced against my own will to engage in activities which are not in my interest. What is it that drives me against my own will to engage in sinful activities? Don't we all know this? You have been in so many satsangs and you know what is right. But then when you come into a situation where the things which are not right are right in front of our eyes, then we do things which we already know are bringing us miserable results. So Arjuna confronts Krishna not with smoking but with this general problem that we seem to be sometimes driven against our will and our better knowledge to engage in something unbeneficial. And Krishna first of all identifies that driving